你好，欢迎收听王东电台，音乐流淌在光之帝国下集。我将继续上周内容，带来电影《光之帝国》里的歌曲。这部隽永温暖的电影，离不开优秀的摄影和音乐。摄影师是罗杰·狄金斯，掌镜过《革命之路》《1917》等电影。影片画面非常美，安静，充满诗意，连同音乐和歌曲都带来一种关爱之感。中年女性希拉里和黑人小伙史蒂芬的恋情被同事发现了，史蒂芬觉得不能再这样下去了，他们之间不会有什么结果，这让希拉里变得消沉。同事告诉史蒂芬，以前希拉里因为情绪问题还住过医院。史蒂芬去希拉里家探望，按门铃不开，希拉里的房间音乐放得很大声。他走到窗前，望着楼下街对面的史蒂芬，拉上了窗帘。房间里播放的歌曲是 Bob Dylan 1964年的经典之作 It's Alright Mom, I'm Only Bleeding, 没关系妈妈，我只是在流血，表达了对当代美国文化中虚伪、商业主义、消费主义和战争心态的愤怒。但是和他早期的抗议歌曲相比，这首歌没有特别直接的批判，而是以一种预言的方式来表达，这也奠定了他以后的表达风格。歌词更加有诗歌的意象，黑暗笼罩在午后，银勺子也会投下阴影，手工打制的刀片，孩子玩的气球，日食月食同时出现，仿佛明白你总是知之太早，尝试下去没有意义。这首歌长达7分半，歌词也有太多的隐喻和复杂理解，如果你感兴趣可以去查看相关的文章。歌词也有很多的金句，比较著名的是，他不是忙于出生，就是忙于死亡。不过不懂歌词也没有关系，吉他可以让我们感受情绪，虽然歌曲只有一把吉他伴奏，却激情澎湃，激烈的扫弦仿佛电影中希拉里逐渐崩溃的内心。Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon, to understand you know too soon, there is no sense in trying. Pointed threats they bluff with scorn, suicide remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, the hollow horn plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door, you follow, find yourself at war, watch waterfalls of pity roar, you feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear.It's all right, Ma, I'm only sighing. As some won victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusion words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark, make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored Christs that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. Why preachers preach of evil fates,
Teachers teach that knowledge waits can lead to $100 plates. Goodness hides behind its gates, but even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. Though the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you got to dodge. And it's all right, Ma, I can make it. Advertising signs that con you into thinking you're the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear. You suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near, when a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. A question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer fit to satisfy, ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to. But though the masters make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing, Ma, to live up to. For them that must obey authority that they do not respect in any degree, who despise their jobs, their destiny, speak jealously of them that are free, do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. While some on principles baptized to strict party platform ties, social clubs in drag disguise, outsiders they can freely criticize, tell nothing except who to idolize and say God bless him. While one who sings with his tongue on fire gargles in the rat race choir, bent out of shape from society's pliers, cares not to come up any higher, but rather get you down in the hole that he's in. But I mean no harm, nor put fault on anyone that lives in a vault. But it's all right, Ma, if I can't please him. Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex they dare, to push fake morals, insult and stare. While money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda, all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see with a killer's pride, security, it blows their minds most bitterly. For them that think death's honesty won't fall upon them naturally, life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false goals. I scuff at pettiness which plays so rough, walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it off, say, okay, I've had enough, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's all right, Ma, it's life and life only.
电影在歌曲选择上非常有格调，也有时代背景下的音乐记忆。比如上次节目提到的 Two-Tone 风格，就是白人与黑人音乐的融合，朋克与 Reggae 的融合，同时也凸显80年代初英国的种族问题。下面让我们继续一下这种风格。科林·菲斯扮演的影院经理要办一件大事，打算重振帝国影院的辉煌，那就是《火的战车》的首映式。很多名流要来，于是员工们开始粉刷影院。旁边录音机里播放的歌就是 The Beat Mirror in the Bathroom， 卫生间的镜子。 The Beat 乐队成立于1978年，当时正值英国失业率高企和社会动荡时期。1980年发行的首张专辑取得了很大成功，但是在美国他们被称为 The English Beat， 为了区别于美国的同名乐队 The Beat。 主唱 Dave Wickling 在建筑工地上班时，一个冬天的早晨，他在刮胡子的时候看着地板上的衣服还湿着，就对镜子里的自己说，不必这样呀，伙计，门锁上的，现在只有我和你，带有一种自恋的反思。然后他开始创作，写了逛街的时候在镜子里看自己，在一家有玻璃台面的餐厅吃饭的时候也会看见自己。歌曲的节奏非常酷，在今天也依然时髦。在电影《火的战车》的首映礼上，消失多天的希拉里出现了。他在经理致辞完毕后也登上了舞台。他说无论白人还是黑人都不重要。之后他在影院大厅面对经理妻子和众人痛斥了经理的龌龊行为。经理气急败坏，说希拉里是精神分裂患者。史蒂芬又去探望希拉里，这一次希拉里敞开了心扉，讲述了自己从小到大经受的痛苦遭遇。此时房间里播放的歌曲是英国著名民谣歌手 Cat Stevens 1971年的歌曲 The Wind， 风。有没有注意到演唱者的名字 Stevens 和剧中黑人小伙的名字 Stefan 很像？ 歌手 Cat Stevens 极具创作才华，也是幸运儿，18岁第一张专辑就让他一举成名，23岁的专辑 Teaser and the Firecat 更让他登上事业的顶峰。这首 The Wind 就是这张专辑的开场歌。我倾听风的声音，我灵魂的声音，音乐把我带到了心灵寄居之所。我游过恶魔之湖，但我绝不会再重蹈覆辙。这样的歌词简直就是为希拉里量身定做的一样，这就是他的内心表达。
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows.I've sat upon the setting sun, but never, 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 never. I never wanted water once, no, never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below.I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 never. I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never.
王东电台，寻找声音的人。希拉里不停地讲着，诉说着他从未讲过的内心感受，声音越来越大，他的神情变得狰狞可怕，史蒂芬的眼里充满怜悯，也带着一点恐惧。突然传来重重的敲门声，警察和医院的人来了，要把他带走。希拉里大声喝止，拒绝开门，他让史蒂芬藏了起来。警察开始撞门了，一声声撞击让希拉里害怕。此时房间的唱片已经播放到 Morning Has Broken， 破晓，这是 Cat Stevens 根据一位女诗人写的赞美诗谱曲而成。破晓黎明，如同是第一次清晨，黑鸟歌唱如同是第一只鸣鸟，赞颂着歌唱，赞颂着清晨，赞颂世界涌现的生机。这样的歌词和希拉里的境况形成了巨大的反差，这何尝不是他梦寐以求的心声。希拉里的眼中含着泪，倔强中带着屈辱和愤怒，他其实早已准备好被带走了。他穿上外套，拿起包，坐到了门边，在撞击声中默默等待着破门的时刻。
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morningPraise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the red garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass.
sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
终于经过医院的治疗，希拉里又回来了，同事们欢迎他回来继续工作，一切仿佛又恢复了往日的模样。休息室的收音机里又响起了朋克女喜爱的音乐，这一次出现的歌是1981年后朋克乐队 Sochi and Banshees 苏克西与女妖一首 Spellbound 着魔。王东电台363期后朋与新浪潮第一集开篇就介绍的这支乐队，他们算是最早一批从朋克乐转向后朋的乐队之一，而且影响了之后众多歌手和音乐人。不喜欢这一类音乐的朋友可能对下面一首歌难以接受，但我觉得听音乐可以尝试接受各种不同的音乐类型。这首歌的旋律是有一点怪的，而它的妙处就在于这种怪。就像歌词里唱的，从摇篮酒吧传来诱人的声音，它令你晕眩。歌曲的吉他演奏同样有名，被形容为辉煌的电子风暴，鼓点也极具煽动性，所以无论你现在是快乐还是伤心，都可以在这首歌里发泄一下。
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sends spinning. You have no choice. You hear life.
就在同事们听歌闲聊时，外面的街道上有大批人群聚集，这是英国经济萧条后白人对黑人不满情绪的最高点。白人至上主义让英国的种族问题到了严峻的历史拐点，所以衰败的影院，这个光之帝国，一定程度上也代表着帝国的衰败，而强势对弱势的欺压在衰败中会更加强烈，就像希拉里和史蒂芬。史蒂芬被白人极端分子打了，住进了医院，希拉里在同事的鼓励下去医院看望了他，也见到了他做护士的母亲，他们的缘分也该到了结的时候了。但不管如何，这样两个孤独边缘的人，他们相互温暖，相互治愈，相互接纳，彼此平等，让我们的心感到安慰，就像影片的最后一个拥抱。我想用一首歌作为结尾，其实它是在影片中的，但是后来的版本没有了这首歌。这就是 Joy Division 非常经典的歌曲 Love Will Tear Us Apart， 爱将把我们分开。我觉得这是对这个爱情故事的最好解读。同样在王东电台363期后朋与新浪潮第一集中有他们的介绍，欢迎回听节目。这首歌以一种粗糙而颓废，性感又伤情的美感，描述了爱情所有的意犹未尽。这里是王东电台，音乐流淌在光之帝国下集，感谢收听，感谢每一位为我赞赏的朋友。王东电台已经做了400多期，欢迎回听过去的精彩内容。另外如果你喜欢，请为我赞赏、评论和转发，感谢支持。也欢迎订阅收听另外一档节目《我的后文艺生活》，我是王东，下次再见。